Welcome into Jaguars Live, presented by EverBank, here at the Post Game Report, joined by Pride of the Jaguars, Tony Boselli, and I'm Jeff Loggeman. The Jaguars fall to the Indianapolis Colts 44-17, but the main storyline of this ball game is that Blake Bortles was inserted as the quarterback in the second half and kind of looked like a rookie, some good and some bad.
Well, that's what we expected. I mean, I think, listen, you look at the preseason, and we've been around a long time, and we know the preseason is what it is. And he did exactly what he was supposed to during the preseason. He played very well. But coming in the regular season, there's going to be challenges. He's a rookie. They're going to give him different looks, and he's going to be in different plays. It's going to take some time for him to figure it out. But the only way you do figure that out is to go do it. And I thought overall, for his first half of football, I think overall you have to be pleased.
Here's his overall numbers. Blake Bortles was 14 of 24, two touchdown passes and two interceptions. One of the interceptions I thought was a good throw. He had a one-on-one opportunity with Allen Robinson, makes the throw. His receiver's either got to make the play or become a defensive back. The other one, scrambling out, probably not as advised.
Well, yeah, the first one, Allen Robinson fell down. And so, you know, if Allen Robinson doesn't fall down, who knows what happens? Maybe he catches and breaks it up. The second one, listen, he's scrambling. He's trying to make a play. He's trying to create something. And he made a young quarterback mistake. And that's thrown back into the middle of the field as you're scrambling to your right, thrown back. And you never see that off defender because you're only seeing half the field and you're focusing on your guy. And that's going to happen. I mean, I think everyone's expectations need to be, I know where everyone's hopeful and everyone's looking forward to next week, but he's still a rookie and there's going to be growing pains.
The biggest concern to me is that a defense that was challenged the night before by Gus Bradley comes out against the Colts today. And looking at my notes here, the Colts scored on their first six possessions of the game, taking the lead in at halftime 30-0. You knew the offense was young and it was going to struggle, but defensively, they have to be better.
Well, it's 3 weeks in a row, Jeff. And you wonder if part of it is due to the fact that between the Washington game and this game in the first half, the amount of three and outs that the offense had put that defense immediately back in the field with very little rest and no chance to change momentum. And so that probably had a little bit something to do with it. With that said, there's no excuse for this group, as good as they are, as talented as they are, to play the way they have the last few weeks. They have not stopped the run, they have not affected the quarterback, and they're not covering people in the secondary. You got to do one of those things right, and right now none of them are happening.
Just to clarify something, from talking to Gus Bradley post-game radio, he said that Blake Bortles is the starter this week, going to San Diego, West Coast trip coming up, and also had an opportunity to talk with Chad. Just had him on live radio post-game. And I thought he was extremely classy. He said, look, I appreciated the fact that Gus Bradley talked to me earlier in the week that something like this may happen. And he said, and I appreciate that more than anything. And Chad felt the responsibility wearing the C on his chest as a captain that he's still going to be to continue to be a leader for this football team.
Well, I thought what I saw in the second half after the first drive that Blake Bortles goes in and I think it was a 7-play drive and they end up having the punt. The first guy to meet Blake Bortles off the field with a handshake was Chad Henne. Mm-hmm. Had a ball cap on. He had, you know, was upbeat, had energy, and went out and met their young rookie who just took his job. And that speaks volumes to me about the type of individual that Chad Henne is and why they said this is our guy going into the season. He is a leader. He is a captain. But the bottom line is, right now, Blake is the quarterback, and that's what's going to be in the future. And I think Chad will do a great job of his role as a leader and a confidant and helping Blake recognize things that he sees.
One thing is very clear about the performance of Blake Bortles is that when the play breaks down or something happens that's not scripted, Blake Bortles has the ability to make things happen. That one naked bootleg, he turns around. There's two guys in his face immediately. He reverses field and goes to the opposite side of the field that the bootleg play, the naked bootleg was designed to go, and ends up finding an open fullback in Will Tofoe.
Now, I think he was supposed to check out of that play when he sees the two overhang,
yeah,
which he didn't do.
Oh, that's a young
mistake.
But
that's a young player. But yeah, the flip side of that is he still made something happen.
Right.
He understood the situation, had the athletic ability to move around and find a guy down the field. That coupled with the fact that all of a sudden the read option, which can be a changeup, is a real threat now because of the speed that an athletic ability has. So listen, and that naked bootleg is a perfect picture of a young quarterback. Probably doesn't get in the right play, but even though he's not in the right play, it can make something happen. So I think you're going to see a lot of that going on the next few weeks until he really gets in a groove and learns more, gets more understanding of the offense.
But and also kind of towards the end of that ball game, I thought that the fact that he's willing to take calculated risk with his throw and push that ball down the field. I think that makes him fairly unique for a young player.
Well, listen, and we saw that all of the preseason. I think we both commented that's a major difference between Chad Henne and Blake Bortles is the willingness to push the ball down the field. He is going to take his shots, and he's going to try to stuff it in there some tight situations. And I think if you look around the league at the top quarterbacks and the guys that have success, is that's what they do, and they're willing to take that risk.
I thought that this week was a great opportunity to play Blake Bortles because the Indianapolis Colts defense, prior to coming into this game, had only had one takeaway and one sack as a defense. So that was the perfect fit for him. But this week against the San Diego Chargers, it's a little different. This is a really good football team, and the Chargers coming up next Sunday.
Well, and they're a 3-4, and they move people around, and they blitz, and they bring John Pagano, who's Chuck Pagano's little brother, the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. I've known for most of my life growing up in Colorado. We all did. And John Pagano is a guy who will take chances and will come after this offense with a lot of pressure next week.
All right, we're going to kick you out of here for just a minute, and we're going to bring in starting left tackle Luke Jokel. Thank you, Luke. Tough loss today against a division opponent. You guys at halftime make a switch at quarterback. What is the mindset like with an offensive lineman when that happens?
You know, we try to keep the same mindset. You know, we didn't go out there and do what we need to do. We didn't help Chad out in the first half at all. And, you know, we just got to focus on doing our job and not doing anything special. We can't go out there and be Superman or anything. But, you know, we're a young group, and we just got to focus on doing our job, doing the right technique, and doing the small stuff right.
You guys are young. I mean, this is your, what, today was your fourth start? Or not even fourth start. It was your, fourth start at left tackle.
Yeah.
Look across the all offensive line, Zane Beals, if you exclude him out, I think you guys as an offensive line had, because Luke Bowanko started at center, 14 starts at the position you guys were playing today. You are extremely young, but you can't use that as an excuse, can you?
No, it's not an excuse at all. And, you know, Gus says it all the time. We're in a race to, you know, gain experience. We're in a race to maturity. And, you know, we have no excuse for us being rookies and, you know, us being young and all that kind of stuff. We're in a race to be the best we can be, and, you know, we got to get to where we need to be.
Does the mindset change for the rest of the people in the huddle when a young quarterback is inserted in the lineup, the feeling that, hey, we have to be able to play better because we have a young quarterback in there?
You know, it's just like I said earlier, you know, we're just focused on doing our job, and we got to do better at what we're supposed to be doing. That's the biggest thing. I don't think any of the mindset or anything that changes when Blake steps in. He's a ball player, and you could see that out there in the second half. And, you know, we got to go out there and just do what we need to do.
You guys are a young side of the ball, the whole offense, especially, particularly when Blake is a starting quarterback. Where does the leadership come from? A young player like you, Zane Beatles, where does that come from?
I think Zane's done a good job of, you know, keeping things tight inside the O-line room. And, you know, I think we're still need to get things going as an offensive whole of who's going to step up and who's going to get things going. And, you know, Zane's got the most experience. You know, he's been and played in big games, played in the Super Bowl, and he's able to, you know, move that experience to us a little bit. But, you know, we got to have someone that steps up as the whole offensive line leader or whole offensive leader and, you know, get things going.
How important it is for you guys as an offense to get that running game going?
It's huge. You know, it helps the pass rush out. It helps all that kind of stuff out. And, you know, that's all falls on us. That's all falls on the offensive line. And, you know, we got to get things going early, and we can't go out there and start with the 3-and-outs like we did today. And then, you know, start throwing the ball, and they can pin their ears back a little bit. So, we got to fix that stuff.
All right, I appreciate it.
No problem.
Folks, that'll wrap it here for the Jaguars post game here on Jaguars Live presented by Everbank.